On this episode, we are talking with Best Innovation Group's John Best on why he wrote his new book, Breaking Digital Gridlock. So check it out.
I've heard this book, Breaking Digital Gridlock.
Yes.
And, oh, look, John Best is the author.
I am.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Look at
thank
this
you.
Book right here.
Yeah.
Tell us about it. I mean, tell us about Breaking Digital Gridlock. What's it all about? And then, more importantly, why did you write it?
Well, I'll start off with the name, right?
Okay.
What is digital gridlock? Why people have asked me that. So I can easily explain it. Oftentimes, I think I did this when I was speaking yesterday. Have you ever had a meeting in your credit union or a project that's lasted more than a year? And you're still going to that meeting?
Yeah.
Because, like, now it's not so much a meeting about that project. It's really a club, like friends, like a group. Like, yeah, I don't want to miss my... my 4 o'clock, you know, digital transformation group.
It's a habit.
We've been
now.
Meeting for years, yeah. and you know, Joe retired, but he always comes back, you know. So, I mean, there's so many forms of gridlock that are really plaguing us. And it was interesting. We were just watching, what's her name? Shivy is her first name. And
yeah.
I'm trying to remember her last name.
Yeah, it
was amazing. Name. I mean, we'll put it up on the screen
sure.
or something, look it up.
Sure.
But she says 7 out of 10 digital transformation, I guess attempts fail.
Yeah.
And that's exactly why I wrote the book, because I'm very concerned for the industry at large, because banking is changing so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there are a lot of myths around that, a lot of, wow, we don't have to change our mindset much, or we're going to have to spend millions of dollars, all these things. And so my goal was to write something that wasn't a, you should go digital. I think everybody knows you should. No, we don't need any more books that say, you know, convince you to go digital.
Right.
People already
we
know.
We already know that.
Yeah. It's a how.
Mm-hmm.
It's more how,
mm-hmm.
and it's more explaining some of the pivotal mm-hmm. technologies that I believe will be important to the future of banking.
Yeah. And I liked what you did in here, and mine's dog-eared and highlighted and stuff here, but what you did at the end of each chapter is that you kind of highlighted, here are the key takeaways for each chapter, which for me, in my small little brain, was great for me. And I'm still in the process of learning all this type of stuff. So I thought that was a really great feature of the book.
Yeah,
so.
I broke the book into people, process, technology, which
mm-hmm.
people hear a lot about.
Yep, yep.
But I also added culture, security, technology,
mm-hmm.
and strategy, right? And so those other pieces, the culture, the security, strategy, all of those things, they go part and parcel with this. You can't just sort of focus on people, process, technology. Because culture, societal shift, human capital, all of those things are so important to the end game here. It's not a buy a product and check off the digital box.
Mm-hmm.
I wish it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the big message out of this book is that digital is a discipline, no different than accounting. You know, you don't buy QuickBooks and check off the accounting box.
Yeah.
You know, you've got CFOs that are amazing, that do great stuff for the financial institutions and help them to, you know, deal with their assets and all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
Digital is a very similar process.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be take someone and it's a steel thread through the entire organization.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And so what are a couple of takeaways that you want readers to get? Obviously, you said it's a how-to book. What are a couple of takeaways that you want readers to take from this book?
Sure.
Right away.
I think the first one is that people matter. And I believe culture is kind of the fuel of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people will behave inside your organization based on your culture.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the motivation, if you will. And so the first thing is that people are the most important process of this. Technology does not matter. At the end of the day, you can always find some tech. But getting your organization aligned
mm-hmm.
along the idea of digital is probably the most important thing. I think I would follow it up with there are a few technologies that are going to be game changers. One of which is going to be self-sovereign identity.
Mm-hmm.
Another is going to be digital analytics,
mm-hmm.
Followed by artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, example, voice, you know, I'm going to plug for a second,
sure,
but as you know, Big has a product called Five.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually in the BAI finalists for innovation. So we'll be at BAI 2018
mm-hmm.
In Orlando
yep.
coming up October 9th when
yep.
they're going to announce. Very excited about that. We're up against Bank of America, and there's a people's choice vote. So please vote for us.
Yeah, I'll put the link in the show notes, and you guys can
that would be awesome.
Away.
Yeah, if you guys want to help us out, you know, and really kind of help the underdog.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're the Croatia of this. You know?
There you go. Yeah.
The little soccer reference. But anyways, going back to this idea that you know, Brett King had a great slide that 25% of banking transactions will be powered by voice by 2025. You know, and Shiva actually had something similar in there. So this shift, and you hear a lot about this industrial revolution, right? You know, we had all the different industrial revolutions, mm-hmm. and most people believe that AI is the next big industrial
mm-hmm.
revolution.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not suggesting you go headlong into that, but I am suggesting that there are ways to sort of prepare your organization that aren't cost prohibitive, to sort of turn the ship that way,
right.
and start to think, okay, if we're ever going to be this AI first organization, then data analytics is really important to us. We have to master that, or these types of people are going to be important, or we should, you know, have a budget to look at this or that, or maybe Alexa is a good place to
mm-hmm.
start, or Google Home, and so that's you know, the next big message of it. And then the final message is, and this is the most important one, is that, you know, digital is not a product. It's not one person. It's not a department. It isn't a vice president somewhere. It's a discipline. Like I said, a steel thread through the whole organization. Data analytics is the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a discipline.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of its own separate thing. And innovation is actually a result of these disciplines.